I'd like to thank Crystal Price and Rich Lisensky, the folks behind the glass who helped make this program possible. Thank you all very much for the work you're doing back there. And a reminder to you that the only dumb question you could possibly have here on our program is the one you don't ask. 800-859-0957.
I'm just thinking
about... Can we have an easy one now? So
yeah, that one was a hairy one.
We did talk to Ben, and we suggested he's going to contact us this week with some more specifics. In the meantime, he's also contacting...
DC++?
Good. Direct Connect Plus. I have not found that particular software, right. But I'm seeing in a number of different forums, same problem with Ultra TV from WOW. They go back to the software company, get a different port number, but they need those ports, and they've gobbled them up, so now other people have used them. There's a port conflict. They just need different ports.
Yeah, okay. I remember in the old days, you'd only have like... up to maybe 500, 900 ports. I mean, now you can go to hundreds of thousands of port numbers. All it is basically an additional number after the user's home address. So, like 24 is for Telnet and 23 is for FTP. And, now we're talking about 32,752 and the other one, for email. And so they're just making up ports. They just make this stuff up.
And what is a port? Explain that to me.
It's like adding an area code. Remember when the phone numbers used to be DU8228?
Yeah, right.
Okay, then they added another digit.
Right.
Then they added an area code because we were running out. So all they keep doing is just keep on adding more numbers.
Okay. So. Hey, let's go out to Lynn from New York. Lynn, welcome to the Internet Advisor. Delighted to have you on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah, you're calling from what? Where in New York are you calling from?
Well, if you went down Interstate 90, when you crossed into New York, I'm in that region.
Oh, okay. Good. Nice talking with you. Delighted to have you on here. By the way, folks, this is a good example of how we have people listening to us from all over the country on the Internet during our show when it's live. And delighted to have you with us. So, Lynn, what can we do for you?
Well, I got a conundrum.
Okay.
Kind of like your last call, only different.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready.
No easy questions this week, all right.
A little tighter. Anyway, as I've told you guys before, I'm visually impaired.
Okay.
So I listen to tons of internet radio.
I bet you do,
all over the country, as far as that goes, in some cases all over the world.
Sure.
But mostly around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm sure some of you at least are aware of, that Clear Channel and iHeartRadio have come to be iHeart in recent history.
Yes.
Well, what has happened, I got four Wi-Fi radios in the house because I use it here. I keep one in the bedroom, one in the living room, one downstairs, so on and so forth.
Yes.
Anyway, I have lost in the last two weeks... five of my main stations because apparently iHeart has stripped them from Receiva's, the server that Receiva uses, which all of these Wi-Fi radios, doesn't matter, I think all of them work through Receiva, which is in Great Britain. So whenever you fire up one of those radios, they check in with a server over there in England.
Okay.
And that's where you get your addresses and so on, so you can put them on the radio.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently Clear Channel and iHeart, I guess because of iHeart, have stripped their part of the stations out of Receiva. Receiva cannot update the addresses anymore.
Oh, wow.
And so I have lost all,
a lot of your radio stations.
Most of the ones that I really like.
Now, do you think this is intentional or this is accidental? Is it a royalties thing?
No, I think it's an advertising thing in that they want, because you can get them on a computer yet, but they're displaying advertising there,
So you're receiving these internet radio stations directly through this internet radio?
Yes.
No, and these internet radios are all configured to use only one company to refresh all of the station information,
that's Receiva in Great Britain.
Okay, so is it possible that, is Receiva still in business?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
In fact, they've actually grown within the last year because there's another company come up with, I can't think what the name of it is now, with different radios, and they are putting other services on, but iHeart's not one of them. I think iHeart is limiting it. They want you to, maybe they got a deal going with the smartphones. I don't know, because you can get them that way.
Yeah. How does the internet get to these radios? Do you have like a hub in the house?
Well, right off regular, you can use a wired or a wireless router, and
okay.
If you're using wired, I use all wireless because I've had so much trouble with lightning coming in and the phone line.
So you have an internet connect. You have an internet connection coming to your house. It comes into a wireless hub, and then from there, it's distributed to these radios, right?
Right.
And these radios are all set to phone home to get the wireless updates on what's available.
I guess,
on all these stations, and for some reason, Riva is not being provided.
Receiva, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, Receiva is not. It's not getting the updates anymore, or is being blocked from getting them.
They're not allowed, my understanding, they're not allowed to, they got them, they can find them, because they can go to WJR, find your streaming address,
right.
And they could put it up, but they are not allowed to do that anymore.
So like a cease and desist, probably, or something.
That's interesting. I'm receiving, it's funny, I had never known about this Receiva. We're learning all sorts of things today. Receiva Internet Radio, matter of fact, gone online and I find it there.
Most of the radios, in fact, as far as I know, all of the Wi-Fi radios work through that.
Mm-hmm.
I may be wrong on that. I may be short on knowledge, but I know all of them I have do.
Yeah, it says that Receiva brings the world of internet radio into your home. They provide access to an extremely diverse range of internet radio stations from around the world, with broadcasts from nearly every country on the planet. Radio stations are indexed and can be searched by genre, the type, or the country. They also provide live and on-demand content, great for getting perspective on current events, etc., etc. They also sell a very quaint Wi-Fi radio, which allows you...
Is that Woody?
Yeah, that's it. I wonder what that is. Hang on a second, I'm just looking at myself. What's fascinating about this is... It doesn't show me what the radio is. But essentially, I guess, Ed and Gary, it sounds like for Lynn's sake, what we've got to do is finding a way of him getting a different source for his internet signal.
There's got to be a workaround, I can figure out.
Yeah.
I'll run this by you. If I got an old smartphone that was no longer in service that had Wi-Fi on it, then I think I could bring it in by Wi-Fi off the routers and kick it back out to my radios by the same Wi-Fi use the so-called dead smartphone as an interface between the two.
Well, you know, you'll probably be able to use the old smartphone to receive the radio or the stream using the application. I don't know how that smartphone would then rebroadcast it to your units, because it sounds like your wireless network radios are proprietary and they're not programmable.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you could find a way of reflashing them, you know, there's lots of hacks on the internet, and it's possible that the vendor... like someone out there has probably created additional software that allow you to flash your wireless radios, if you want to call it your network radios, so that it'll have the ability to search other, providers, listeners.
The only thing is, my radios, three of them are C. Crane, and he's not going to do anything, he's not going to interface with me on that, because he's going to put himself subject to a lawsuit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to have to find it or find somebody that knows independently.
So if anybody is listening out there that wants to help us find this, Receiva is Reciva.
Yeah.
And it looks like iHeartRadio has been dropped from the Receiva database, but I can't tell why yet. It looks like people are guessing that it's what we've been guessing, what you guessed, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't appear in what I've seen so far that anybody really knows that. And I've not been able to find out.
Yeah, a lot of speculation and rumors.
Yeah, so that's by the way, with these communication companies, this often happens. They're buying and selling radio stations. Mm-hmm. We're part of a massive network that consolidated stations, and changes formats, et cetera, et cetera. So my great guy is that the key here would be for Lynn to find a different way, let's say with a basic computer, to go out on the internet and connect.
Oh, he said he could do that. He said he could do that with a basic computer, or he can use a phone that's not used anymore, and he can listen to it. The thing is, he wants his wireless radios.
Yeah, because appliances.
There's another app. There's another app called Screamer Radio that lists hundreds of the stations in each genre that seem to have been dropped by Receiva.
Lynn, we're going to put you on hold again.
Let me do some more research.
And we'll do some more research on this and get back to you in just a moment.